We call this segment By Leaps and Bounds. Disparities for Children of Color, our topic today with guest Lisa Knight, Director, Center for Health, Wellness, and Youth in the House on behalf of our Urban League of West Michigan. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning.
Thank you for you. You're a rock star. Singing anywhere soon?
Not anywhere soon, but I'm preparing for next year's shows. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're probably excited. Pretty busy with what you do here, but although I know your talent is necessary to spread that way. So thank you for you. Let's talk about a conversation that we all need to hear, discussing disparities for kids of color. And we'll go right to your Urban League of West Michigan. Please tell me about you.
So I oversee all of our youth programs there at the Urban League. We run a boys and girls group, 9th grade through 12th grade, and then we also have another group called our Sun Group. And that group specifically focuses on African-American males between the age of 16 and 24 years old. What we have found that across the country when we did some tours and some research, that is the group that is hardest hit when it comes to disparities, when it comes to access to jobs and education and all of those things that they need that are necessary to live a healthy life and a sustainable life. And so we are in our fourth year of our cohort with this group.
Yes. Now, again, I introduce you with the Urban League, but also you're directing the Center for Health, Wellness, and Youth. Is this all under the Urban League?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
yes, it
very
is.
Very cool. You touched on this. Tell me more about the work that you're doing and why it is important to our communities.
This is something that we've dealt with over the years, throughout generations, where we find that people of color do not receive the necessary things that they need to be successful in life. And so when you look at national averages for wages, you have white males at the top of the list making $1 an hour. But as you scroll down, probably you have white males, then white females, then black males, then black females, then Latinos. Right. And so nobody's getting what they need or what they're supposed to have. There's no equity in there. And so we begin to look at some of these things when we talk about education and children receiving the education that they need to be ready for success, to be ready for college, to be ready to go out into the world. Do they have access into those areas? Do they have access to the funding that's necessary to do it? But then not only looking at that, but beginning to think about holistically the things that impact their lives to help them get there. Are they in a stable home? Right. We know the housing crisis is huge across the country. Can they find jobs that actually pay a living wage where they can take care of themselves? You know, do they have lights? Do they have electricity? Do they have food in the home? Food in the home. Right.
Yes. We know that we don't function when we're hungry
at all. At all.
What are some of the positive impacts your work is having within the community? Have you do you have some measurements here? Do you have some feel good stories?
Oh man, do I got feel good stories? I should have a novel written by now.
Start
when
tomorrow.
That's it. When we have these young men come back and say how the program actually saved their lives. Actually, and these are words that they said. So we begin to do focus groups and do some of the research. And we just got our report back from our group 1, 2, and 3, year 1, 2, and 3 with these young men. And they say that it's given them the tools that they need to be able to do a job interview successfully, to get a job and be able to take care of their home, to be able to take care of their children and be a part of their children's lives, even if that family unit is not together, but know the importance that they have on that child. In their future, right? To break that cycle that has gone on from generation to generation in their lives and made them feel like they couldn't exceed or they couldn't succeed in anything they wanted to do. So we hear this all the time. I had one of my young men just came back. None of his family members ever went to school. Family was living in poverty. He actually graduated out of our program, went to school to University of Michigan on a full ride scholarship and came back. And this is what they always do. They come back. Miss Lisa, how can we help? Miss Lisa, where can I do some things for you this summer? What do you need from me? Right. And that's important because they see the value in the work that we're doing, but they also see the value in themselves.
Yes. And I hope you're putting them to work.
Absolutely.
Somehow.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
I got garden work to do and all kinds of stuff.
Where are the gaps? What still needs to be done? How can others in the community come to action here?
Wow, that's a huge story. Again, that's another novel. The gaps are huge. These young men don't have access to the things they need to be successful. So let's say you have a young man that just got a job and he's working that job and he's trying to pay his bills and he's trying to take care of himself. But if he has any type of legal issues and he's not paying those bills, then he gets picked up and he gets put in jail. And then he loses the job and he loses the house and then he gets out and the cycle starts all over again. We have to begin to look at the systemic issues that are facing our people, the Black and brown people in this community, and begin to address them. And that's going to require allies. That's going to require people to stand up and say, I may have a little bit of power in this area. How can I help you make it to the next step? Because we all had somebody in our lives that helped us be successful, that helped us get through the door. If it was a phone call, if it was a handshake, it was passing off a resume, we all need those supports in our lives. And these young men, our Black and brown children in this community, need those same things. They need it in the school system. They need people advocating for them so that their rights are not violated. They need people walking with the families to help them understand all of the rules and regulations around their education and their child receiving what they need. Kids that have IEPs, kids that are dealing with 504 plans, kids that have behavioral issues in the school are getting put out of classes. They're getting suspended at young ages. I've never heard of anything like that in my life. How do we find people to support them and surround them and help parents understand the complexities of the rules and the guidelines that are set and be able to navigate and stand up for these children and help them be successful? Because they all deserve the right to have an education. Right? Yep. The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And yes, parents have their responsibilities, but so does the community.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Lisa, is a way to start to contact you and yours at the Urban League?
They can contact me anytime at the Grand Rapids Urban League, 616-245-2207. They can email me, lknight@grurbanleague.org. I am accessible. Anybody that knows me, I'm all over the community at any given time. So if you need me, track me down.
Because you choose to do that.
That's right. I love it.
We want you to continue making that choice. All right. Good enough?
Yeah. I think so.
I think we've, you know.
We can change the world.
I'd say let's start out yesterday on that. You start the novel, though.
Okay. It's going to be huge.
Accountability. All right. Thank you very much. Our By Leaps and Bounds, today's topic, disparities for children of color. Lisa Knight, Director, Center for Health, Wellness, and Youth with our Urban League of West Michigan. Take care, Lisa.
Thank you.